spending conversation all through. It is Rise FM in 60 minutes. Good to have you with us on our program. On the line, I'm now joined in by the Provincial Secretary of the SACP, Ubabu Mbuyane. Yeah, that's Lucky Mbuyane. He joins me now in conversation. Following that, the ANC's first DSG, Mamnomvula Mokonyane, is alleged to have given an instruction that, look, we can't be sitting with people who are going to contest with us, contest against us, rather, in the local government elections. And I suppose that particular stance taken by the first DSG of the ANC, Mamnomvula Mokonyane, did not resonate well among the leadership of the SACP. And on the line, I'm joined in by the provincial secretary, maybe to best ventilate their position. Secretary, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Let me take this opportunity to greet your listeners at home, but also appreciate that you invited us to the radio station, Rise FM, which you always appreciate.
Yeah. Secretary, we've since been informed that there was a direction that was given in the strategic workshop of the ANC looking into the elections ahead of 2026. Then a directive was then given to say, look, we can't have the delegates of SACP amongst us. Can they excuse us so that we best strategize without them? Because they might, you know, be carrying, you know, same strategy ahead of their own strategy that is going to be led in 2026. Maybe your position. Why did this directive not resonate well with the SACP? Because at least those who delegates there have spoken to a number of them. They're not happy with the decision. Maybe let's first ventilate the position of the party in this.
I must say that as the secretary of the SACP in the province, I'm also not happy about the pronouncement. I must indicate that the SACP was invited to come to a meeting of the ANC. We did not go there ourselves. We were invited and honored the invitation as a discipline organization to go to a meeting of the ANC. But for the first DSG of the ANC to decide that the SACP must leave a meeting, really, that is raising a number of issues to us. Well, she knew very well that the ANC and the SACP are meeting today to look on issues of SACP contesting elections. And I'm told this issue has been also presented in the meeting of the SACP and the ANC. And in that meeting, it was clear that really that is not the position of the ANC, which also the NEC never pronounced over this issue. And the worst part of it, other provinces held the very same workshop over the weekend, which KZN is one of those provinces. And there was nobody from the SACP was invited, and in the meeting was told to leave the meeting. All alliance partners participated. So, indeed, you know, these decisions that are taken by individuals who want to be bigger than the organizations are problematic because they have serious negative effects in the long run. So what it on those spaces is that you get invited and in a meeting embarrassed, so they need to leave the meeting. But if they did not invite us, actually, we did not have time to waste and go to a meeting where we're going to be told to go back home. Mm. We're busy with many things, preparing for our provincial council on Sunday and so forth. So on those basis, yes, indeed, we're concerned that a leader whom we thought is matured, leading at a national level, should be able to treat issues with dignity and respect alliance partners that are independent as the South African Communist Party.
What does it mean then to your members who are then deployed by the ANC in municipalities? You are also in the legislature on the ticket of the ANC. Even Ubab Matuba, who's also part of the executive, in fact, he's part of the PEC in the SACP, he's an MEC. What does it mean now with this?
Look, what Comrade Nomvula did over the weekend, to us, it says deployees of the SACP must then begin to account to the SACP, not to the ANC. It means the ANC is not having a capacity to let deployees of the SACP account to the ANC. Remember, we're still in alliance with the ANC. We campaigned for the ANC to be in power. The votes that the ANC is having are not only votes that the ANC campaigned alone. SACP contributed, COSAT and all of us, COSAT. So on those basis, leadership of the SACP has rights to serve in government of the ANC based on the contributions, based on the historical mission that we're having with the African National Congress. So they will remain there as deployees of the African National Congress. But we have a responsibility as a South African Communist Party. We are a class organization. And where we are now, our class mission, which is also a strategic intervention that we must do, is to introduce a class struggle where the SACP, even through the ballot, must go and contest on behalf of the class, must contest elections, so as we're able to implement socialism in this country. So it's not an accident of history that we decided to contest. And if other people are going to think that the SACP took a decision to contest elections, then individually they must behave in a manner that is not even organizational, that is unilaterally, and the embarrassed leadership of the SACP. We're not going to allow those things. Yeah. We're going to challenge such things. Mm-hmm. I'm happy the national meeting actually did not even support what Comrade Nomvula did in the province. So it means that our deployees will remain in government. Mm-hmm. And if decisions are taken, will be taken by both organizations, the SACP and the ANC. Sure. But currently, I want to assure you and the listeners of Rise FM that our deployees are in government of the alliance, and they will remain in government as deployees of the South African Communist Party.
Yeah, Secretary, thank you so much for the position you've given us this evening.